Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
Linda Barton, and I'm here with my co-host and partner in crime, Lisa Vandeveer. Hello, Lisa. What are you giggling for?
I just laugh every time I hear you say that, co-host and partner in crime.
True.
It is. It is true. You taught me all the evilness I know.
I know. Oh, well, I've accomplished one goal in my life.
That's right.
Well, folks, we have a little announcement to make. Due to unforeseen circumstances, our guest scheduled for tonight, Joel Bogus, will not be joining us. It'll just be Lisa and I, so get ready for some silliness because her and I are both in a mood tonight. But hopefully Joel will join us in the future. If he dares, if he listens to tonight's show. If he listens to tonight's show, he may say, "Boy, I dodged that bullet."
That's true. He may say that.
But anyway, we hope everything works out fine for him, and we look forward to talking to him in the future. So anyway,
yes,
Lisa. My goodness, we're just going to be a couple of giggly chatty Cathys tonight. I just know it.
Already starting, isn't it?
Already starting. Oh, well. Life goes on. Okay.
Yep.
So we decided tonight, because we don't have a guest, and you and I, you know, we're unsupervised, so you never know what you're going to hear out of Lisa and I when we just get turned loose to ourselves. So.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be fun to kind of talk about. Yeah. Figured it'd be fun to kind of talk about some of the things we've both been doing lately, working on as far as for Deadly Reads and our writing and our different projects and our goals for our radio show as it goes on, because we're going to be having some changes very, very soon. Deadly Reads Radio is not going to be on Blog Talk Radio after the 18th of this month.
I believe
it's our last show on in here. Yeah. No, the 16th is our last show on here. So
yeah, I think it's the
16th. Yeah, will be our last show on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be moving over to doing podcasts and having them on our YouTube channel. So anyway, those of you that have listened to us on here on Blog Talk, we wish to thank you, but you can always follow us over to YouTube, not a problem. We will be promoting, as we have in the past, letting you know about the shows and everything. So Lisa and I will be around. We'll just be on a different venue. So anyway, that's the big change that's happening as far as our radio show. We've had a lot of fun here on Blog Talk, but it's time for change. Something new, something different. We'll have a little bit of a learning curve because it'll be completely different, but that's okay. We can figure it out. You know, if you put our two brains together, we have a whole brain, right, Lisa? It takes the two of us, but we get a whole one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it's pretty close to a full brain.
maybe what, two-thirds? Maybe more like two-thirds. Huh? I might be too generous with a full one.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, so we're not leaving the radio world. Deadly Reads Radio will still be going, but we'll just, like I said, we'll be on a different venue. So we hope you'll join us there and follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that fun social media stuff so you can find out when our shows will be airing. We'll be having the same kind of fun, interesting guests. As a matter of fact, Lisa's already booking them up into March, so
I've got guests coming. Yes, and you know, I was afraid that you know, once they found out that we weren't going to be on, you know, the this venue, I was afraid we wouldn't get anyone, but it hasn't appeared to bother any of the guests. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful news for us. So I believe that it's going to help us grow, and we're going to be better. So.
Well, YouTube has a flexibility not only for us but for the listeners. We won't necessarily be live. Now, we will have some shows that the guests, if they want to have people be able to call in, they will be that. They'll be able to do that. But you know, but we're not going to be having, you know, where we're just doing it on Thursday night, you know, at 9 o'clock. So we're going to have a lot more flexibility. And what's nice too is, you'll be able to listen to the shows on YouTube just like you do now when I, you know, when we make the video and put them on our YouTube channel. So that's the only change. So I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll have fun. And like Lisa said, I'm sure Deadly Reads Radio will continue to grow. And her and I can stir up all sorts of trouble and everything. Huh, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
So what is the weather like at your house? It is freezing here in Mississippi.
Is it really? It's nice here. It's a little
cold.
We just closed down the windows about an hour ago. But it's supposed to be cool all weekend. And then by next Tuesday, they're saying we could hit 80.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Isn't that crazy?
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's supposed to be,
supposed
to be in the high 70s, low 60s over the weekend. And then by Tuesday, we can hit 80.
Wow.
Know? So I'm like, oh, my God, just up, down, up, down, up, down. But you know what? I'm not going to complain because I will take this any day over the oppressive summer heat that comes in. So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Oh, I love the summer. I like the warmness.
I don't mind the warmness. It's that the humidity that goes along with it in this part of the world.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm a dry heat girl. You know, I'm originally Californian. You know, I escaped there a few years ago.
Right.
Escaped California and ended up in Texas, and I love Texas. I love it. Love Southeast Texas. But, the humidity in the summers. You know, I always used to laugh about, you know, years for years I heard about how Southern women never sweat, they glow. And I never did understand what that meant until I moved to Southeast Texas. I'm like, oh, so that dripping sweat's actually glowing. Huh? Oh, yeah, honey, we don't sweat, we glow. I said, okay, well, I'm really glowing today.
Yeah. That is funny. Glowing, huh?
Glowing. I'm going so loud. You can see me across the highway. I'm glowing.
Yep.
But anyway, so I'm not too happy about that. I felt rather cheated the last few years because I'm all excited when spring comes because I'm thinking, we'll have those nice, you know, high 60s, low 70 days, you know, open the windows, nice breeze. And they've lasted, like a week and a half, and then it's like 90 and 150% humidity. like, what the heck? But anyway, you gotta have something to bitch about in life, you know.
That's right. That's right.
I like the humidity. So, you want to tell the listeners what fun projects you're working on, Lisa?
Let's see. I just released my newest book. It's The Moon People. It's my. It's really my first YA, and it's a book that I think that all age groups, people of all age groups would like it. If you're a science fiction buff, then you'll like this story. So, so I'm pleased with how it came out and everything. So,
it's a good story.
So I just released
it's a good
it.
Story.
Thank you. And it's, you know, of course, at all the places, Amazon, Smashwords, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, all those places in print. And someday I'd like to have it in audio, so I'm going to, you know, get that done eventually. But let's see.
Everybody, she's being a coward. She's being a coward. I keep telling her, listeners like to listen to a book read by the author. I hear that all the time. And I said, just start doing your books. But little Miss Coward over here comes up with 5 million excuses why not to.
I know.
She does my accent.
I know.
Too.
You keep. Right.
Now, everybody, isn't Lisa's accent adorable? There's nothing wrong with her accent at all.
Thank you. Thank you very
everybody,
much.
Everybody, the guests call in and they say, they just, you know, come on, just do it. People love you. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody tells me they like my accent, so they're either lying or they really like it.
So, people like a Southern accent. They think it's adorable.
Yeah.
They really do. You just need to start doing your books. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Okay,
I'll go
for it. If you agree with me, send Lisa a message and on Facebook or Twitter that she needs to do her books. I hope
that
you get slammed.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda.
Love you, hon. What a friend.
Yeah,
for.
I know you do. I know. So now you just released a book also, but we covered it pretty good.
Yeah, we
good,
already talked
about
mine.
But it's a great book. And so y'all need to check that out. It's called Saying Goodbye. And it is, it's a wonderful book. So y'all need to check it out.
I haven't had time to work on my own stuff here lately.
I start saying you're into a fun new project. Tell us about that.
Well, an author contacted me on my Facebook author page and was wanting to know who made my covers. And I said, I do. She goes, oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been looking for somebody that does illustrations for my children's book. And I said, well, what are you wanting? And we got to talking back and forth, and she gave me an idea. It's called So Many Santas. And it's a cute little children's story about a little girl that wants to know whether Santa Claus is all over town. And it's just an adorable little story. And so I sent her over a couple of ideas of an illustration so she could see what kind of work I do, because I guess it was me and another illustrator that was, you know, that was bidding against each other, I guess. And she got right back to me and says, oh, I want you to do it. And I said, okay. Well, I have been neck deep in this project. It has been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot of things that I didn't used to know before, so that's good. It's been not only a fun project, but a learning project. But the pictures, the little illustrations are turning out so adorable. I've just got done making a whole... building a whole bunch of Santas, elves, and I've done reindeer, and you know, cute little, just these cutest little pictures and everything like that. It's got her granddaughter, so she sent me over some pictures of her granddaughter. She's just this adorable little girl with little chubby cheeks and little curly hair. She's a little black girl, and she's just got the little wispy curls, and so I found out how to make those on the picture, and I cartoonized her and everything, and it's just turning out just adorable. So
they are gorgeous pictures. They're beautiful. You've done an excellent job, so very good So you folks out there, if you're an author of a children's book and you need an illustrator, this is your gal. I'm telling you.
Oh, thank
she's
you.
Good.
Well, now she wants to, when I finish this one, she wants me to do her next book, Jasper the Singing Mouse. So I'll be doing about a mouse singing. So I'm kind of curious on that one. But so I'm having fun. It's giving me ideas on my own, how to do my own children books, because I've kind of let my Happy Farm series kind of go on the wayside. So I've been I have an idea churning about that one, but it's a lot of fun to make the pictures and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm about done. I've got two more to make. I'm finishing up on one, and then just put it together and send it off to her.
And what did I just tell you before the show started about what I was thinking? About my children's book. I have a couple children's books that I have been just kind of threw aside because I couldn't do illustrations and, you know, and everything. And now look here. I know somebody who can do illustrations now.
It's a lot of fun. I tell you what, the things I've learned, our covers are going to be so much better in the future too. So It's great. I'm having fun. And you know, like I haven't got any writing done, so anybody that likes to read my books, I'm sorry. But the other night I was so tired and I told looked at Bob, I said, I need to clone me. I need one to do the illustrating, one to do the writing, one to do the living.
I know how it is.
But that's okay. Out of trouble. I stay so busy, I stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
So that's, goodness sakes. The puppy's saying, Mom doesn't stay out of trouble. Mom's in trouble all the time.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's under the covers. I'm sitting on my bed with a quilt over me, and he's on the bed under the covers, and he's barking through the covers. So I don't know if he's having a bad dream. Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. We we just finished a huge editing project for a first-time author, and his book's now, entire trilogy is what we did for him. It's out there and available on Amazon, and so we've been busy.
Oh,
Lisa.
It is available now?
Yeah, the whole trilogy is.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, the whole trilogy.
Good.
Yep. By George Kenyon, K-E-Y-N-N-O-N, or N-A-N. Brain fart, can't remember, but anyway. But yeah, it's out there on Amazon, so. Yeah, that's what all we've been doing, and Lisa's writing like a fiend on her series, and I'm making pictures. You should have heard me the other night, Bob goes, "It's wrong with you." Laying in bed, and I was grumbling. He goes, "What is wrong with you?" I go, "I can't go to sleep." He goes, "But you're tired." I know. Have you ever played the what's that game? Tetris. Do you ever play Tetris?
Yes.
Well, I got really hooked on it several years ago, and I was playing it way too much. So at night, when I closed my eyes, I would see those little shapes coming down and going into place.
Oh yeah.
Well, the other night I closed my eyes, and I kept seeing me working on the images of little elves and stuff, and like doing the racing and layering. And I'm like closing my eyes, and I've seen me working on this stuff. I told Bob, I said, "I can't stop working."
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to take some Tylenol PMs. So I got to send me a couple Tylenol PMs, and then I was out. But,
Yeah. But, you know, when you're working on a project and it's all, I mean, when you're really deep into it, you know this from writing. I've had nights where I cannot sleep. I just can't shut my brain off. And the characters are screaming at you, or the storyline is screaming at you, and you can, whatever you, no matter what you do to try to go to sleep, you can't sleep. You might as well just get up and finish the project, you know, while it's hot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you have to. Or you don't sleep, or you do not sleep.
So you don't
sleep.
That's right.
Yep. That must be those times I'm really amazed. I'm up at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, and all of a sudden I realize Lisa's online. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Right, right. Because usually I'm in a bed by 9, man. So 9 o'clock. Except on Thursday night.
And the other night I got really busy, and I did want to stop this one picture because it was at one of those places where you're afraid if you stop and the computer shuts off, it's going to mess everything up for you. Because it was a certain layer I was working on. I had a lot to do on the layer, and I was afraid I would lose it. So I'm working away on it, and I'd started this one particular layer at like at 2:30 in the morning. I should not have done it, but you know, I'll work on it. I know it's 10 minutes. Well, it ended up a quarter till 5. I'm still working on this.
Oh, my
poor
goodness.
Bailey. Yes, poor Bailey, Bob's dog. He will not go into the bedroom to go to bed until Mommy gets up and goes to bed, too. Now, if Daddy goes to bed first, he'll wait for me to come to bed. Well, at about 4, he finally fell out of his chair, literally off of his chair. Walked in the bedroom, and it wasn't 10, 15 minutes later, he comes walking out. He stands and looks at me. Went over, crawled up in his chair, flopped down, and said, "I'm sorry, man, I can't go to bed yet." And then after about another 15 minutes, he gets down, walks to the bedroom, is in there about 10 minutes, comes back, stares at me. "Woman, when are you coming to bed?" Finally, when I got up and turned off the TV and turned off the light, he was like, "Thank God, the woman's going to bed."
That's funny.
Yeah.
But he's loyal. That's sweet.
He really cares and he's loyal. He does. You know, he will not. You know, now Bear will be out to the world. He's like whatever. You know, and Bailey, he will not get up to go to bed until I've gotten up, turned off the television, and turned off the light behind my chair. Once I do that, then he knows Mommy's going to bed. And it's like, oh, thank God, he falls out. And usually he's trotting high speed down the hall to the bedroom.
That's funny.
Well, I have decided I need to write a book in the future about a police officer officer, a woman police officer, and her many adventures, because my daughter called the other night and was mm-hmm. telling me some of the funniest stories. You know, I've told you some of them, but I mm-hmm. really, in all honesty, need to write a book sometimes about a woman police officer. Lisa, she called mm-hmm. the other night, and she was in a mood, and she's telling me about this and that and everything else. Well, the funniest story that stuck out, and I know you're going to love this one, mm-hmm. she was complaining about what happens to men nowadays. She goes, whatever happened to the alpha male, you know? And I mm-hmm. said, you know, they're pretty hard to find nowadays. She goes, no kidding. She goes, I was driving around town on my normal thing, and there was a guy over on the side of the road, just, you know, on the edge of town. He was standing outside of his car. She goes, I pulled over, asked him what was going on. He says, well, I've got a flat tire. She goes, okay, do you not have a spare? He goes, yeah. He goes, but I don't know how to change it. I called my girlfriend, but she can't be here right away. Amber's like, your girlfriend? Amber goes, hold on. So she goes over, and she changed his tire for him. And as soon as she walks over, she looks, she goes, held out her hand and looks at him. She goes, okay, hand me your man card because you have officially lost it.
Yeah, really. oh, my goodness. That is funny. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, my daughter, police officer, had to change some guy's tire because his girlfriend wasn't going to be there anytime soon.
I think that's going beyond her job. That was nice of her.
Well, police officers are always changing tires for people, but a woman changing it for a man? I'm sorry,
yeah,
I'm old-fashioned.
That's crazy.
Okay? Call me an old-fashioned person. But yeah, I thought. She goes, I just looked at it and says, okay, you've officially lost your man card. Hand it over.
Yeah, I would have to. I probably would have said the same thing. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, that's just too funny. One of these days, I need to sit her down and just start writing. I need to keep track of all these little stories she tells me, these silly stuff that happens. And
yeah.
Everything, you know. She did tell me one thing the other day, that same phone call, that it made her so proud. And it made Dad and I real proud, too. Her dad and I were real proud. She said that she was sitting, you know, watching traffic go by, and this woman walked up to her car. And Amber said, so I, you know, looked at her and everything. And she goes, Officer Amber, because that's what they call her over in the town, Officer Amber. She goes, I don't know if you remember me, but I want to thank you for changing my life. Amber
Aww.
Looked at her and got out and looked, you know, Amber says, but I got out and we stood there and talked. And she goes, apparently, while several months earlier, Amber had got called to the house where she was at. Her mother was doing an, oh, what are you eating chips? Are you eating chips?
Me?
Yes, because I hear crinkle.
No. Uh-oh.
Sounds like you had a bag of potato chips. Because they hand them over to me.
No.
Yeah, you were busted.
No.
Anyway.
I swear.
So how red are you right now?
God, you have lost your mind.
You sound like you're crumbling a bag of potato chips. But anyway,
I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here.
Yeah. I heard down. Anyway.
Okay, folks.
She got called out to this house, and the woman's mother called in, was trying to get her, the cops to show, get her under control, because I guess she was supposed to be going into drug rehab, and she was losing her mind.
Yeah.
So anyway, Amber told her that day, she goes, listen, if I arrest you, this is going to look really bad on you getting your kids back and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't arrest her. The woman went to drug rehab, and it's been several months. I guess she made it through her rehab. She got out. She got a job. She got her own place. She got her kids back. She got her life together.
That's wonderful.
She wanted to come up and thank Amber for, you know, saving. She said, you saved my life. You changed it. So I thought, you know, you hear all
that's
the bad
wonderful.
Crap that people have to say about police officers.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. All right.
Yeah. That,
okay,
that
I want to know, what kind of chips? What kind of chips are you eating? What kind of chips are
I'm
you
not eating any chips, I swear to God. God is my witness. I am sitting here not eating chips. I promise. I do hear some like echo when I talk. I hear my own voice bouncing back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's
no,
up
it.
With that. But no, my little dog grumbled a little bit. That might have sounded like potato chip bags or something.
Well, you just wait until we play this back, and you'll be able to hear what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my daughter's in here with me making noises.
Oh, maybe that was her. Okay.
Yeah, it's probably her.
Oh, I'm sure we're losing listeners left and right now.
Oh, well.
But anyway, I thought that was really nice of that to happen, so that made her feel pretty good, so.
I think it's very sweet. I think it's a great story, and I think we need to hear more positive stories like that about our police officers instead of negative stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, because obviously of the things that are going on. Like the other day, Kira and I were somewhere at a store or something, and she was doing something. And she got ahead of me and was walking, and a police officer came into the store as Kira was going out. And I said, and I didn't mean anything by it. I was just teasing. I said, see, I said, there he is. I said, he's coming to get you, like that. And as soon as I said it, I thought, you know what, I probably shouldn't have said that, because you don't want to instill fear into your kids about police officers.
Right.
You know, they're the good guys. And so I told the police officer, and he smiled and, you know, laughed. And I said, you know what, I said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. And I said, he's a good guy, mm-hmm. Kara, you know. And but it didn't bother him. But it bothered me the minute I said it, you know. So I like positive stories. And I think that's what we need to do, is be more positive about the police officers. So that's my soapbox. But,
well, they're people too.
You know,
they've got families, and they want to go home to their families just like we do. So.
Yes, exactly.
But
yeah.
That made Ever feel good. She says, you know, Mom, all the crap out there, she goes, to realize that you made a difference in just one person's life, she goes, it makes it kind of all worthwhile. I said, yep, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
well,
anywho.
You know, people say what they want to about police officers and things, but you think about it. When you get in trouble, who's the what's the first thing you do? You know, if you're in really serious trouble, you call 911, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
all need to think about that. So
when everybody else is running away from trouble, they're running right in towards it. So
exactly. That's right. Exactly.
Yep. Well, folks, you think we've gabbed long enough, Lisa? We've told everybody our deepest secrets.
Yeah, probably. but before we go, I want to know when you do start working again, writing again, let me rephrase that. You work
working
all the time.
Excuse me?
When you start writing again, what is the project? What's the project that you're going to start?
I probably will go ahead and finish. What's the title? The Reincarnation Story.
Dragon's
Blood Key yet, because I'm not sure how to do that one yet. It's still mulling in the back of my mind.
Four.
I know. Nag. Oh, I got to tell you a funny story about Dragon's Blood Key. Cyrae, my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters, they were here, her and Ralphie were here not too long ago, and Amber. And Cyrae was talking about what character was she in the book Grandma wrote. And I said, well, you were one of the little fairies, or Lilians that they're called. I go, you're basically, were one of the nannies for the royal dragon babies. And she goes, oh, that's so cool. I said, well, hold on. So I had an extra copy here, so I took it down and I autographed it for her and I gave it to her. And I said, here, you're old enough, you can read it. And she goes, okay. Well, then she has it for like 5 minutes. She goes, Grandma, what part of the book am I in? I'm like, no, you've got to read the book to find it. No cheating. Well, anyway, when Amber called the other night, was yakety-yakking about all that stuff, she said, Cyrae took the book to school and was showing it to her class and her teacher. And how her grandma was an author, and look, she autographed the book, and I'm in the book and everything like that. So now the teacher wants me to come and do a talk to the class, the reading class, about being an author and writing books and all that kind of stuff. So,
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. She wants me to do a little reading, from the book in there and talk about what it's like to be an author and, you know, all that fun stuff. So, yeah, so we'll see when the teacher gets a hold of me and lets me know when she wants me to come.
So, yeah, that's wonderful.
Cyrae's feeling like a celebrity because she's in a book, you know.
Right, yeah. You know, that's wonderful, really is, because you're supporting, child literacy and everything. And so that's what our children need more of. So that's wonderful. That's a wonderful opportunity. I know Kira was reading, I'm doing, you know, a spinoff series from The Mystic Mist called, the series title, I think, is going to be called Kirasia Chronicles. And so I have the first book in first draft, you know, working on it. Well, actually, it's finished. I'm just waiting to finish the other stories. And then, you know, I've got a plan about publishing them all. Anyway, so I've got this first book done and edited, and so Kira wants to read it, and so she started reading it, and I put it under their dedication, and I made a little dedication to her, you know, and that just lit, you know, her face just lit up, you know, her big smile, you know, and just because I dedicated that to her, and, you know, that was very special to her, so.
She's also in the Dragon's Blood Key, too.
Yes, she is. That's right. Sure is.
Yep.
So,
she's a powerful Melith, which is a powerful, like a fairy, but she's got immense power. So,
yeah.
That's what she
I really like your Dragon's Blood Key because it gives girls some good lessons on how to be strong. And I don't know if you did that on purpose, you know, if you wrote the story with that in mind, but that's how it came out. And so I think it's a very good book for young girls.
Thank you.
Follow
so often girls. Yeah, so often girls are, you know, if you're strong, they look down on you. You know, you're trying to be a boy and stuff when you're not, you know. You're a girl. You're just strong. And, you know, Cassie, she doesn't even realize she has that strength at first inside of her.
Right.
And she's a normal teenager.
Right.
And as time goes on, she starts realizing that inner strength was there all the time. And she just had to start having faith in herself. So that's basically what girls, you know, what all girls need to learn is that, you know, we all have that inner strength. We just have to believe in ourselves enough to use it, you know.
Exactly.
And not let, not let people make us question ourselves.
Exactly. That's good. That's real good.
Yep.
But,
yeah, it's a fun story. And tell Kara, yes, I will write number two someday, I promise. She may be married and have 3 or 4 kids by the time it gets done, but it will be
written. Oh, no. You've got to hurry up and get this book written. Because, I mean, my mom loves it. And she's, oh, Lord, don't get me to lie. She is 75, I think, maybe a little bit older, younger. But but she loves the book. She loves the story. And so she, you've got three, you've got three generations of us sitting here, you know, thinking, okay, we're waiting. We're waiting on this book.
Well, being your mom's that age, I guess I better hurry up, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So,
well, if she's anything like you, she'll be around till she's at least, she'll be around a long time if she's anywhere as ornery as you are.
Yeah, she is. And she's a big Linda L. Barton fan, by the way. She loves, loves me. Yes. So, yeah.
Now, which is her favorite book she's read?
Dragon's Blood.
That's her favorite, really?
She really does like that. She liked the Lord, don't you love my mind. Liberty. She liked Liberty Betrayed. She liked that one.
Okay.
And she liked Ted's Story.
Oh, Pure Justice?
Pure Justice. Mm-hmm, Pure Justice. She likes it.
Now, that one wasn't too bloody for her, was it?
Which one? Pure Justice?
Yeah, because that's got a lot of graphic violence.
It was graphic, but I think... I think like most readers who read this book they think that the graphic in it, those people that got that, they deserved it 100%, you know?
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it was a graphic book, but I liked it and my mom liked it. And, she also liked my mind is gone. But the story of the grandfather, that one. She liked that one, too.
Hellfire's Judgment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She also liked that one, so.
Well, I have an actual fan. Woo-hoo!
Oh, please. You've got tons of fans.
Yeah,
you do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just glad. It always makes you feel good when you find out people enjoy what you put hours of sweat and tears and banging your head on the keyboard, you know, to get put out there.
Right. It does. It makes you feel better, you know, when you know that people are enjoying, you know, what you're doing, and it does make it worth it. And I'll just throw this in. If you're a reader and you like to read books and you have a favorite author, you need to show them the love by your reviews. So I'll just throw that out there. Reviews. So
yeah, they're really important. People don't realize how important they are, not just to make us feel good reading them, but it gets us to see more because of the algorithms with the different outlets.
Right.
The more review the book has, the more the outlet, if it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes, whoever, the more they promote the book out there, and so it's seen more. So,
exactly.
if you like a book and you like an author, help them out. Give them a review. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. Yep.
It is a very important thing.
If you want to put a smile on our silly faces, just write us a review.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just love the book. I mean, that simple, you know?
I mean, as you said, it puts us in category, not categories, but it, you know, like the top 100, you know, and the top 20, you know, that's a big thing. So, and you can't get there without the reviews.
Because that algorithm has to pick it up, and that's what it does is reviews. You know,
Books
float out there, not being seen at all, but the reviews help a lot.
Anywho,
well, folks, Felisa and I have yakety-yakety-yakety quite a bit tonight.
Yeah. I hope we didn't run anybody away, but hey, you know. it's been fun.
Well, if they've listened to us any this last year, they know that you and I are both kind of a mess.
Right, that's true. Yep. We're not a mess. We're lovable. We're a lovable mess.
There you go. And for the first time listeners that wanted to listen to Joel, we're sorry you had to put up with us. Hopefully we had you laughing right along with us, because that's the main thing.
Yeah.
To have fun.
That's right.
So, anywho.
Yeah, and maybe, and he did email me a very nice letter and said that he would like to, you know, work with us again and come back, you know, come to the show. So we'll work it out and get him on the show.
Yep.
Excuse me.
That's
okay. Yeah, we look forward to it.
But anyway, for those of you that out there, follow each of us on Facebook and Twitter and all that. You can go to DesiReads.com and find us there. You can find our books, our bios, all our social media links. We'd love to hear from you, so don't be shy.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell,
right.
You can tell Lisa and I aren't shy. So.
No, we're not.
We're not. We like talking to people. We love meeting new people. So,
I sure do.
Anyway,
certainly do.
Yeah. Well, you tell Kara that I look forward to finishing book two for her someday.
All right. Excuse me.
That's okay. And try to stay warm, girl.
Oh, I will. I'm fixing to cuddle up and go to. Getting warm right now.
Now, how much complaining do you do when you got to get up early in the morning and go out in the cold to feed the horses?
I know it doesn't do any good because it has to be done, so I just get up and I do it and go for it. Bundle up 2 layers of clothing and my rain boots, and I'm ready to go.
So. And you come home and sit in front of the heater vent, huh?
Yeah, come home, sit in front of the heater, and catch up on my emails and things like that. And then we get up and eat breakfast, and then we start homeschool. So yeah, I'm pretty busy during the week, but it's
well,
fun. I love
trouble,
my life. So yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're gonna call it a night, and. Lisa, I will talk to you later.
All right. Good night, folks.
Good night.